Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, the Harmony Central Chorus.
Christmas card I brought. tree with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Sent the shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know why I know? In your palace warm, mighty king. Do you know why I know?
Prancer loves prancing, naturally. Vixen Comet is a bit of a rascal. Comet is easygoing. Cupid brings people together. And Donner is quite a singer, but he is very loud. Blitzen is as fast as a bolt of lightning. You can see how it is that the reindeer helped Santa to get his job done in just one night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Off the Cuff.
celebrate the Nativity and the Feast Day of Adam and Eve. The paradise tree was hung with fruit, and later that was changed, and now we put gifts on it. Chris and I love to decorate trees. In fact, did you notice the beautiful one on your way in? Chris planted that the year we were married.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Classified.
Oh, my. Oh, sorry, Chris wasn't home for that one. He loves that song. But, you know, Chris and I, we love the elves. They are a blessing to us. We would be absolutely lost without them. Of course, you know that we have elves who make the presents, right? They make the toys. We also have elves who wrap. Well, not that kind of. They wrap the presents. We have elves that track the weather, and we have elves that pack the sleigh. In fact, there are hundreds of elves who do all kinds of jobs so that Christmas can be merry for everyone. That's why tonight is even extra special, because we like to have a big party to thank the elves and to celebrate. I hope that some of you can stick around and join us.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, Midnight Madness.
Down south in the southern part of the United States, and I was going through a little town, and like a lot of little towns, it had a square. It was Christmas time, and they had a nativity scene in the square, so I thought I would stop and take a look at it. And so I walked up there, and it was very beautiful, except for one thing. The three wise men were wearing firemen helmets. And I'm like, well, okay, that's weird. I don't know what I'm missing here. So there was no one there. Anyway, I got in my car. I was leaving town. I had to get gas, so I went into a convenience store. And I said, you know, I was just stopped at your nativity scene in the square. I said, it's really a nice nativity scene, but what's up with the three wise men wearing fireman hats? And that clerk looked at me and she goes, you Yankees, you're godless. You don't read your Bible. And I said, I beg your pardon? I do read my Bible, but I don't understand why the three wise men have fireman hats. And believe it or not, down there in the Bible Belt, she pulls the Bible out right from her in the camera, flips it open, and says, it says right here, the three wise men came from afar.
So it was that Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem for the census, and there gave birth to Jesus, who was the King of Kings. His birth attracted worshippers from shepherds to kings of foreign lands. Regardless of their backgrounds, each went away knowing that a miracle had occurred on this most holy of silent nights. Angels sang, and the world saw the arrival of its Messiah.
Oh,
I just got a text from Chris. He texted to say that he's on the final approach home. He'll be here any time now. I'm so excited. I can't wait to finish celebrating Christmas Eve with him. Oh my goodness. And we're so excited to have a party with the elves. Oh, I think I see him. There he is.
My precious sakes. My goodness sakes. Hello, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it has been such a wonderful night. But you know, I don't understand it. I can't explain this. Somehow, this night gets longer every year. But it's always good to come home to you.
Oh, I'm so glad to know that you're home safe and that you finished all of your deliveries. And I have a special surprise for you to make tonight even more joyful. Look, our neighbors have gathered to sing us some Christmas carols.
Joy to the Thank you.
Thank you. In our program this evening, unfortunately, some people were left out. We'd like to take this opportunity at this moment to recognize them and publicly thank them for their contributions to the success of our show. First of all, Mary and Joseph, would you say hi to Jamie and Kate Badger? Our hostess, Mrs. Claus, was played by Carissa Badke. And you don't know how difficult it was to get him here. It was more difficult to get Santa here than it was to get a politician to tell the truth during the entire However, Santa Claus was played by Santa Claus. And my name is F. Now. I had the pleasure and honor of writing a script and seeing to it that everybody got where they ought to be when they ought to be there. And I appreciate that from all of the performers as well as all of you. There's only one thing left to say to an audience as nice as you, and that's Merry Christmas.